Exclusive, DJI files appeal against FCC over covered list designation, citing serious procedural flaws and substantive defects. Chinese drone producer DJI formally filed an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit on Friday, U.S. Eastern Time. The company is challenging the Federal Communications Commission's the 23rd of December, 2025 decision to place the company and its products on a so-called covered list. DJI told the Global Times exclusively on Tuesday that the move aims to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests, and to protect U.S. consumers and agricultural users who rely on DJI products, but have been affected by the ban. In its petition, DJI argued that the FCC's decision suffers from serious procedural flaws and substantive defects. The company said that the FCC placed DJI on the covered list without providing any substantive evidence that its products pose a threat to U.S. national security. Such action, DJI contended, not only contravenes the principles of due process, but also may violate the U.S. Constitution and relevant federal laws. According to a previous Reuters report, the FCC announced on the 22nd of December, 2025, local time, that it had barred imports of all new models of foreign-made drones and critical components, including from China's DJI and Autel. The FCC claimed that these products pose unacceptable risks to U.S. national security, and it prohibited approval of new drone models for import or sale in the United States. Under the U.S. Secure and Trusted Communications Networks Act of 2019, and new rules issued by the FCC on the 25th of November, 2022, to implement that legislation, foreign drone manufacturers placed on the list are barred from obtaining FCC authorization to sell new drone models in the U.S. FCC equipment authorization is a prerequisite for communications products or services to enter the U.S. market. DJI said that it was disappointed by the decision to include it on the list. This action, the company said, not only restricts the freedom of choice for American consumers and commercial users, but it also undermines the principles of an open and fair competitive market. Notably, once the FCC ban was announced late last year, it immediately triggered strong reactions from the U.S. consumer market and agricultural sector, sparking a wave of stockpiling. A large number of American filmmakers, agricultural technology workers, and emergency responders voiced concerns on social media. They complained that the government was depriving them of essential tools for their livelihoods. A report by the Wall Street Journal said that the ban has been met with uproar from large swaths of the nearly 500,000 certified American commercial drone pilots. Many pilots are hoarding DJI drones and parts, sending last-ditch letters to their congressional representatives and the White House, and forecasting the demise of their livelihoods that rely on China-made drones, for which they say there is no Western replacement. Greg Revardillo, co-founder of the Pilot Institute in Prescott, Arizona, told the Wall Street Journal, "People are not buying the DJI drone because it's a Chinese drone. They are buying the drone because it is available, it's highly affordable, and it's capable." DJI has long held more than 70% of the global civilian drone market. In the United States, it accounts for roughly 70 to 90% of the consumer, commercial, and government drone markets, according to media reports. Among more than 1,800 state and local law enforcement agencies in the U.S., more than 80% use DJI products. As of the third quarter of 2025, DJI's action camera series had also surpassed U.S. brand GoPro with a 66% share of the global market, ranking first worldwide. In the panoramic camera segment, a single product launched in 2025 quickly captured 43% of the global market share. DJI filed lawsuits against the U.S. Department of Defense on the 18th of October, 2024, and the 14th of October, 2025, over its inclusion on the Pentagon's Chinese military companies list. Asked to comment on the FCC's move to add DJI to the so-called covered list, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jiant told a press briefing on the 23rd of December, 2025, China firmly opposes the U.S. overstretching the concept of national security and making discriminatory lists to go after Chinese companies. The U.S. should stop its wrong practice and create a fair, just, and non-discriminatory environment for Chinese companies.